It's a huge weekend, John. It's not often we get this opportunity. As you said, the minor football starting it off Friday, and I suppose bookended by the Connacht final Sunday week. But Saturday is an amazing day in terms of our first minor home game in home soil and in living memory in Athenry, which is just a fantastic opportunity and occasion. But I suppose capped off then in Pearse Stadium on Saturday, where we have the opportunity to put our two senior teams together in Camogie and hurling. It doesn't happen that often, John. It doesn't present it from a scheduling point of view, so we're delighted to be able to do it. A lot of All-Ireland medals out in that pitch between both of them, and we're hoping for a few more, and we're just hoping that we can get the people of Galway behind these teams in the next week, and the football the week after. That'll be the last opportunity to see them both on home soil.
It's going to be, last time I think this happened was back in 2018, you'd go in clear in the Camogie and go in Dublin in the hurling. And Galway were defending All-Ireland champions that particular day in hurling, bet Dublin by a point. Cahill Murray's first game in charge saw them beat Clare, but that's quite a long time ago now when you think about it. That's 4 years ago. So I mean, as you said yourself, what is rare is beautiful. It's great to see both Camogie and hurling sharing Pearse Stadium and the famed ground there on the one occasion. A great opportunity for the supporters to watch both games.
It is. It's brilliant for supporters and for the kids involved in both. Look, we've been doing a lot of work between ourselves at Galway Camogie and the LGFA about what we can do together a bit more, even on the club front, and putting these matches together. You know, it's probably a bit insane that they're so separate in some ways. So this is just an opportunity to do it. And as I said, for the supporters to come out and to see that, you know, this is in front of us. It doesn't come around often, so we're hoping that they get out. It's a massively busy time, John. It's our 25th adult game between our senior hurlers and our senior footballers in 20 weeks. So, as I said, let's cap it off with a send-off, I suppose, for both of them as well. And, you know, there'll be further games ahead outside the county, hopefully, long into July. But I said, let's get behind our locally as well. That would be the main reason to do it this weekend.
Absolutely. Just very quickly as well, and can we just stress this before I let you go, no tickets will be on sale at either ground on Saturday, because that's the way it's been done now. All games have to be bought in advance, Centra, Super Value or online.
Exactly, that's the case. That's the policy from the top down. If you show up the grounds without it, there's no way to go in other than buy online outside. So I urge people to buy early, get their tickets, and have no issues then on the day.